Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Look at the calendar. What day is it, Brad?
It's Friday!
We're going to turn up because it's Friday. We got special guests filling in for Portia Williams, Miss Mia Jackson.
Hey, hey.
Mia Jackson.
Hey. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Later on the show, the legendary Clive Davis joins the LA crew, and he may even give Heidi and Frank the finger.
Oh.
Okay.
Plus, we hit the Fox red carpet and spit on one of the biggest stars.
It's
a weird show today. Just take the ride. First, we got a Dish Nation exclusive. Justin Bieber wants to take Scott Disick to church.
Is that the name of a bar?
There is a bar called the church, like Edgewood in Atlanta. Yeah, it's pretty dope, actually.
That's the only church I can see him taking them to.
No, churchy church with communion and stuff and a baptism pool.
Wow.
Dish Nation has exclusively learned that Justin thinks he can show party-loving Scott how to get back on the right path with the help of God.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
I think he got to plant his feet in the pavement with the Lord a little more before he can go start preaching to other people.
Okay. Yeah, baby Christian.
Yeah, he got to make sure he is steadfast and unmovable.
Yeah.
All right, he's still in his backsliding.
Yep. Here's the thing, Mia. Bieber's close to Sophia Richie and Scott's ex, Kourtney Kardashian, and they both expressed concern over Scott Disick.
Wait now. See, that's where I find the problem. That's really none of his business. What Scott got going on with his girlfriend, whether it's Justin's ex or not, has nothing to do with Justin. If he want him to talk to the Lord and take him to church and they pray and do communion and eat bread and drink wine and all that, that's fine. But the personal life has nothing to do with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's ulterior motives. Yeah, he just trying to get in through the back door and make sure he... keeping an eye out on what's going on.
He's a friend. I think he's a good friend. If more people were like that, I mean, this would be a better world.
He just being nosy.
I think Justin Bieber's trying to set Scott Disick up for a baptism accident because he still likes the Sophia Richie girl.
That's what it is. He gonna kill him in church.
Oh, he was drunk when he got baptized. He didn't come up. I don't know what happened.
That video will go viral real quick.
Okay, y'all. It's Zac Efron's turn to answer Vogue 73 questions, and it sounds like he had a thing for black chicks as a kid.
Well, you grew out of it?
You never grow out of it.
Hey, once you go black, baby.
Hey, now.
You don't go back.
That depends, honey.
Shut up, Gary. Anyway, Zach revealed that when he was a child, he had a poster of Tyra Banks in a swimsuit on his bedroom wall.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's like half of America at some point or another.
Yeah. Well, maybe thought she was the nanny or something. She could have been a housekeeper.
Not in no swimsuit. She ain't no nanny. Oh. Now, we love celebrity impressions on this show. Here's his Seth Rogen impression.
How do you even start an impression of Seth? He's always, like, so on top of it. You can't really do an impression of Seth because he's just talking.
You know, Brad, you walk around impersonating people from time to time.
Mm-mm.
You're pretty damn good, too.
Gotta do a Michael Jackson.
Wait, I want you to do it.
From Eddie Murphy, Delirious.
Oh, yes!
Oh!
He said,
you put on the glasses.
So I've learned that love's not possession. Yeah, and I've learned that love won't wait.
What was that?
Yes! She's out of my life!
I know who was...
That was Eddie Murphy doing Michael Jackson.
Eddie Murphy.
Brad just gave y'all a 2-for-1.
I gave y'all a dish on deal.
Yeah. A Groupon impression, if you will. And now it's time to say what's up to the best in the West. Heidi and Frank, what's going on?
What's up, Atlanta? Happy Friday.
What's up, LA?
Well, Floyd Mayweather has become the richest fighter in boxing history. And he joins the likes of basketball star Michael Jordan and golfer Tiger Woods as the first athletes to become a billionaire.
Wow.
Nice.
He was posting pictures on Instagram. If you recall, we did this story where he had his new $25 million mansion in Beverly Hills, where you saw his concession stand.
Wine cellar.
You would remember the wine cellar and his pool, which was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yes.
Now he's posted another picture giving credit to the guy who helped him become a billionaire. Portraits of himself and Conor McGregor in his house.
That's weird.
Really?
What's so weird about that?
It's good sportsmanship.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it's good sportsmanship, but I think it's weird when you have a picture of yourself in your house with no one else in the picture.
Is that really?
No. Why not? Why would you say that?
I have me in every room. I have a picture.
Yes, honey. That's your domain.
Congratulate yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be weird if somebody came in and was like, "Wow, you really like yourself."
And Heidi Donna Ross wrote the song. It's my house, and I live here.
Yes.
You gotta let the intruders know who they're robbing.
Well, yes. I'm gonna find a good picture of me. I don't know how long it'll take. But I'm going to get that blown up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it on the wall, damn it. I felt weird
before.
You should
do a naked one, Heidi.
Hey, put one on me up, too.
No.
Yeah, Mayweather McGregor, why not put me up for making you all your money?
Wait, am I what?
It's the House of Frank Bill.
Oh, God, stop it.
Yeah, come on, put me up on the wall.
I'll never go home.
Okay.
All right, well, since we are talking about money, this will fit here perfectly because Frances Bean Cobain, who is, of course, the daughter of the late, great Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love, well, we found out recently she's getting divorced. So through that divorce, she had to release her taxes and what she makes and brings in per month. And her father's estate, Kurt Cobain's estate, she makes about $100,000 a month.
Damn.
But I guess the problem is she brings in $100,000 and she spends $206,000
a month. Oh, my God. What the hell is she buying?
Exactly, man.
Oh, come on. If you had rich parents and then you had an allowance of $100,000, you wouldn't even think about where it's going and how much you're spending.
Because you know next
month.
You'd
have a driver and a bodyguard and a cook and a masseuse that comes by every day and rubs your big toes.
You know what else?
A different masseuse for the little toes.
You know.
It would be great.
You know what else? I'd have pictures of me all over my desk.
Hell yeah, murals. Right, me too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, protect your neck because this might be the last weekend that O.J. Simpson spends in jail.
What?
Yeah. Now, according to prison officials, this dude has served 9 years in jail for armed robbery and kidnapping, and he could be a free man as early as Monday.
Really?
Good.
What do you think the first, like, he's obviously been in there a long time and thinking about, oh, God, what I miss. What do you think the first thing he's going to do is?
Oh, hell, you know what he's going to do. Get him a white woman. I know that's going to be on top of the list.
Ding.
Okay, number two.
He's going to see his family, the Kardashians.
Yeah, he's going to be a grandpa because Khloe's pregnant.
Right.
Oh,
now. He might go see Caitlyn.
OJ starts dating Caitlyn.
There's
a white woman.
There's a reality show.
That's the show.
And you can name the show Keeping Up with the What in the Hell is Going On.
Well, y'all, it looks like Victoria Beckham and Kourtney Kardashian have sparked up an unlikely friendship. The two new besties recently posted nearly identical Instagram photos with captions that were directed at one another. Kourtney wrote, "Victoria, I'll call you later. I just got back from the football game." And Victoria responded, "Right back at you, Kourtney Kardashian."
Ooh, I'm liking this new trend.
This is a trend thing that's happening now, and they've become Instagram BFFs?
I guess. Yeah. I didn't even know they were friends.
They're doing the one-leg salute at each
other.
You
know Victoria Beckham is feeling quite a breeze right there. She is a
You know, I feel like I want to see some best friends. People become best friends today on this show, and I think maybe Frank and Gary should do a little one-leg salute to each other, you know?
Oh, Frank, that'll be wonderful.
Gary's like, it's going to look like a greater than sign.
Smile, Gary, like it don't hurt. Yes, relax your head, honey.
All right, now it's your turn, Frank, baby. Give me what you got for a poke chop. Give me what you got.
He's giving it to you.
I got it, Gary.
Oh, my God. He's starting to quiver. He's fatiguing.
I'm cramping.
He's quiver. I'm not sure this is going to catch on. Oh, dear.
Oh. All right, y'all. After the break, we hit the Fox Fall Party red carpet and get very close to all the stars.
What? And I wasn't invited?
Hell no, Gary.
Oh, hell.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here, getting ready to celebrate the new fall TV season with all your favorite Fox stars.
Good to see you.
Oh my God.
Doing it, man. Season five.
Should I interview your pec?
Yeah, how you doing? How are you? Yes, it's good to see you. Oh, don't forget me.
I can't top that. All right. What's your favorite part about working on the show?
Wow, you know, it's just that we're a family, man. I mean, I go in to work and it feels like I'm coming home. Who can say that? You know what I mean? I literally walk in and it feels very cozy, comfortable. Every cast member is just a member of my own family.
Oh, come on, Terry, no, you're full of crap.
I'm not lying. We really, really enjoy working with each other. Listen, I feel like I am the most fortunate man on television and in entertainment, period.
Do you get out of every ticket now?
I haven't been pulled over, I think, ever.
Never?
No, well, I'm white.
Hey! What's this for?
Okay. If you were gonna tell me in your best evil voice why people should watch the show, go, Craig.
Watch Ghosted. You laugh your booty off.
I turn into Mr. T all of a sudden. It was like, a pitiful who don't watch Ghosted.
If you were gonna have a slogan for Last Man on Earth, what would that slogan be?
Last Man on Earth, the most innovative television show you can watch today on network television.
Wow. What would your slogan for Bob's Burgers be?
Bob's Burgers, the most warm-hearted, uplifting show that you can watch on television today. Yeah, you're done. I feel like Dish Nation needs a better everything. You know?
All right, I'm here with Bart Simpson. Bart, how are you?
I'm fine, man.
What can you tell me about the rumors being the 30th season, the final season?
It's a rumor. It's a rumor. You know, it's not based on facts. Matt Groening doesn't see an end. I don't see an end. You know, until the fat lady sings, I think we'll keep on going.
Dish Nation.
All right. It's cuffing season. I don't know if you knew this.
Cuffing? What's cuffing?
Cuffing season is when people like boo up when they get together in the fall because it's chilly.
Cuffing?
Cuffing. Like a cuff.
That sounds gay. That's like the gay. It's like.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
No, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but cuffing hasn't made it to the straight community yet.
Well, I'm bringing it.
Okay.
Handing it.
Cuffing.
Bring it. Is Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the new season, a perfect show for canoodling season?
Oh, yeah. You could cuff your butt off watching our show. You just get on a couch or a bed or a futon or a blow up contraption and just cuff your brains out. That's what we're all about. We encourage the cuff.
Yeah?
You could half watch, half cuff.
That's true.
You could cuff in any position you want.
Yeah.
You could cuff. What is this word again?
Now, I wanted to tell you that it's cuffing season to get cuffed up with a boo.
Oh, that's what they were talking about. I don't know what the hell they were talking about.
Get cuffed?
Cuffing season. Is The Orville a good show to watch with your mate, to watch with your boo?
With your boo?
Your boo.
Handcuffed.
I mean, it depends what you're going
cuffing
for.
Cuffing season. What a country. Sure, why not? Yes,
yeah.
Yes. With your, if you want to watch a good show with your mate while cuffed, The Orville would be that show. I still don't know what the you're talking about, but you just spit my eye.
I'm sorry, man.
This interview has gone so south.
Keep it locked. More Dish Nation coming up next.
Clive Davis documentary, Clive Davis, the soundtrack of our lives, is going to debut exclusively in the iTunes Music Store on October 3rd. There was a theatrical release on September 27th, and everybody is pretty excited around here at Dish Nation because we have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Clive Davis, sitting right here. Can you believe it?
This is ridiculous.
Is that crazy?
It's not even real to me.
You know, we
can
watched.
Can I touch you, sir?
He's real. He's
things here. Are getting weird. Things
He's
are
here.
Getting weird. I got to tell you, obviously, it's an honor for us to meet you because, I mean, almost every piece of music that you listen to, Clive Davis, you've touched in some way.
Look, deep down, we all wanted to be Clive Davis.
The greatest record man of all time.
Janis Joplin.
Paul Simon. Miles Davis.
Bruce Springsteen.
Aretha.
The Grateful Dead.
Carlos Santana.
Tony Braxton. TLC. Usher.
Lou Reed.
Billy Joel.
Maroon 5.
Whitney Houston.
Alicia Keys.
Now, what inspired you to make this film? Was it your idea to say, you know what, I need to be in the spotlight, finally? Or is it someone coming to you?
No, I had an autobiography just 3 years ago, and contrary to all music books, this shot to the top of the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. I felt that a documentary made sense.
Did you journal your whole life, or how did you even remember certain things that happened?
You know, I became a lawyer, and by luck, I became a lawyer, the lawyer for Columbia Records. And 5 years in that position, overnight, I became president. A year and a half after I became head of the company, then I'm sitting in the audience and seeing Janis Joplin. So it was at that moment that, truthfully, if the word epiphany has any meaning, it took over me.
Is there a song that stands out for you, if there was a song that represented your life?
It's going to sound a little cliche. I'd like to think that the spirit behind the song I Did It My Way might be on the biographical
That's
side.
That's a good one. I so would have thought you were going to go with TLC's Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. I was wrong. It happens. I was wrong.
That is funny.
Now, a lot of times in the music industry, we hear they have the it factor. What is that for you?
The basic criterion would be the artist should just take the audience out of their seats and get a standing ovation. But if their writing, the writing of Springsteen, the writing of Alicia Keys, the writing of Patti Smith, is so riveting, so chilling, so affecting, of course, that's going to influence that you have an incredible talent.
You know, one part of the documentary that I enjoyed was Alicia Keys, and she said that, you know, that Clive is into it when the crescendo of the song is coming, and you put that Clive Davis finger in the air. That's how you know you got it.
We right haven't there. Seen the finger today, Frank.
Now, the show never comes to a crescendo. It flattens out, and then it's the end of the show. But thank you so much for coming
in. It's an honor.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Clive Davis, the soundtrack of our lives. Again, October 3rd on Apple Music. Go watch it. Do not miss it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
My pleasure to you both. Thank you.
We still didn't get the finger.
Come on, give us the finger.
Yeah!
Not that finger. We're on TV. Not that finger.
There we go. Thank you.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Guess what?
What?
It's time for
It's the Damn Girl.
Well, Serena Williams gave birth to her baby girl, Alexis Olympia Ohanian, just a few weeks ago. And honey, she just posted a pic of her post-baby body, and it is banging.
She looks amazing.
I guess the athlete body kicked back in. Like, once you've been training like that all your life, it don't take much to get it back out of me.
I ain't never looked like that
in
life.
I mean, she looks good. I mean, it looks a little dark, but then, too, I mean, she is wearing black, so that does slenderize.
No.
Yeah, but we would be able to see if she was still
She didn't give
thick.
Us a profile.
Look at her thighs. I mean, that looks...
Her thighs look good.
That's somebody that's been squatting. Like, that's amazing.
She needs to clean her closet, though. I mean, that's...
I knew you were going to say that.
It is haphazard.
It's kind of not coordinated. And
hangers all hanging out.
She is a mom now. Do you realize how hard it is to do something? Like, you know, they organize. We have a little human.
No, hair crack. She's rich.
She can pay somebody. She can pay somebody.
Serena, I love you, girl, but...
Still amazing.
I hope that man stay with you. Men don't like clutter.
Crazy, Gary.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.